Vaginal secretions, vaginal blood, endometriosis, fibroid juice.
Squidge on face. Did you feel it really shoot up and come down? That's really crucial at this point.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is that?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're gonna rape her. We're gonna take
her. Oh my god!
Yes, hey freaks, Dimension back here with you for the Wednesday edition of Distorted View. Got a great one. I hope you're following me on Facebook and Gurgur Press. Is interesting fact, I've been using that Chinese sound effect since like 2000. I remember when Joe and I were in Texas doing the show for Real Talk. That was one of the sound effects we had. So yes, I hope you're following me on Facebook and Google Plus, because I'm always posting weird shit. Today I found out that people are bedazzling their cats. Interesting. There's a picture. Maybe I'll make that today's album artwork so you can see it for yourself. And there's a group on Facebook titled Bedazzle Your Cat. Now, there's only one member, but since I've posted it on Facebook, the freaks have been joining. So join the Bedazzle Facebook group for tips and tricks for making your pussy sparkle. Ting! That's a fun game to play, by the way. Not making your pussy sparkle. That's fun, too. But just go on to Google and type in bedazzle your... and then put something in. Infant? Sure, bedazzle your infant. See what pops up. Bedazzle your grandfather. Bedazzling your taint. A seven-step guide. Now, email me if you find a good link to something bedazzle-related. I was just searching for weird stuff today. Because, you know, I was looking for show content. I found a bunch of teenagers, like 13-year-old kids, making themselves puke outside. And they're all on skateboards and shit. It's extreme puking.
Extreme!
You can go to distortedview.com if you want to check out that video. And finally, I ran across a very interesting question. And without a bit of context, it's quite baffling. The question is, can I tell her no if she poops on my shoulder? Seems a little odd, doesn't it? Can't believe I asked that bitch to marry me. Now she's pooping on my shoulder. Of course you can say no. Actually, the question comes from birdboard.com, which is a parrot message board in pet bird owner form. Of course you can say no if she poops on your shoulder. What are you supposed to do? Just let that shit slide? Come on. So, you know, that's the kind of crap I stumble upon while trying to come up with a program for you guys. Oh, by the way, Raymond 14 is back in rare form. Yes, he's returned to vlogging after the interview. Here he is talking about, something.
And Liberty Day is tomorrow, so what am I doing? There's awesome fireworks.
Is there such a thing as Liberty Day? Isn't that pretty much Independence Day? And that was earlier in the month, right?
It's like the Republic of Liberty. It's like Ron Lewis. It's like Watson. It's like something I never... It's like, I can't even solve it. It's like a big math problem.
Liberty Day is like a math problem you can't solve. It's also like Ron Lewis and like Watson.
That's why I'm so happy.
Why? Hopefully. What? Doesn't make any sense.
Hopefully. the people in San Diego, I know you've heard about it. There's now the largest parking lot.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Raymond. I can't do this. I have to take a break from Raymond 14. After that interview, I just need some time. Here's a different kind of crazy. A woman freaking the fuck out at a CVS or Walgreens or something. She's Jamaican, and I think she believes she's doing God's work here. You can sort of hear her talking about Jesus and shit. And she's saying to kill the abortion doctors, and again, it's a pharmacy. Oh, you want the abortion clinic? That's across the street.
Satan! God is to be worshipped. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I bow your feet.
The stupid employee, I don't know, this is the assistant manager or something. He keeps threatening, well, ma'am, you're going to get arrested, please leave. But he doesn't actually do anything. She goes on for a couple minutes here.
God!
She's pounding her chest, kind of like Celine Dion, I think.
God! God! You must stop this man from what, me? God, you want to stop you! God, why you want to stop him, sir?
Okay.
God, are you not God?
God is going to stomp you.
Yeah, I'm gonna let the devil move you, sir.
I'm not the devil. I am the regional manager for Walgreens. To all the employees, I am God.
Sir, I'm not the devil. What about you?
You look possessed.
Go to hell.
You need to go, ma'am.
Satan.
You need to step out, please.
Satan.
Someone's not happy with her prescription.
The blood.
Took a half an hour to fill this goddamn thing. My herpes sores aren't going to heal themselves. Thank you, Valtrex.
Sir, I'm not the doctor. What about you?
Mon.
Go to Harlem.
You need to go, ma'am.
Go to Harlem.
Satan.
You need to step out, please.
Satan.
Nick's just trying to banish him to hell.
The blood. I'm going to God shut down this place.
I can listen to crazy people all day.
Shut it down, God! Don't come up in the face. Don't come up in the face.
No one's punching you in the face. Is that what you said? Don't punch me in the face. Is that like a preemptive strike or something?
Shut it down, God!
I mean, we all want to.
Don't come up in the face.
Poke me in the face or something. She's hitting herself. Maybe she's just fighting with one of her personalities.
I'm gonna make God knock it down. God, I'm gonna knock it down.
The age-old struggle, good versus evil. The devil's in her, and so is Jesus Christ. Come on. Moving right along, I've got a racist webcam girl. Do you want to hear what she has to say? I knew you would.
Serious video time.
Okay, seriously, guys.
I want to talk about a problem that we have in the United States that's getting really bad. Black people.
Amen. I mean,
we
what?
Have so many of them, and I can't stand them. You lose them in the dark. They eat all your goddamn chicken.
Oh, no.
And everything else that's wrong with them.
No, please, expand upon this. I'd like to hear all of the ways black people annoy you.
I think we should have a new plague that gets rid of just black people. Because niggers are ridiculous.
Oh, no.
And they just need to go away. That's about it. Hate black people. But I'm not racist, so.
Wow, what a fucking cunt. I bet you she uses donkey toothpaste.
For a shine that's jigaboo bright.
Indeed. All right, thank you very much. You despicable piece of trash with a beautiful set of tits. Speaking of large tits, oh, this is going to just burn me up. Talking about this kid. Fat Boy Get Down is back in the news. He's also known as John Stephen Asante or something. He's this big fucking fat ass. He's 750 pounds. He makes fun of himself. He dances around in my humps and shit, like big floppy tits, you know, bouncing around. He's got an enormous, like, just a ridiculous ass. and his stomach hangs so low, and then it splits down the middle. It really is offensive to look at. It really makes me gag. But in other videos, he's serious. You get serious John, where he's very concerned about his weight loss. He does audition tapes for Extreme Makeover Weight Loss Edition and The Biggest Loser and shit like that. What I find very interesting is that in the video prior to the one I'm going to play for you, John is talking about how he purchased a new laptop. And he says, this is for, in the event I have to go to the hospital or I'm rushed to the hospital, I'll be able to communicate. Lo and behold, the very next day, he's in the hospital. Now, don't you think maybe this could have been planned? Maybe this is an appointment, you know, a scheduled hospital visit, not an emergency visit. Regardless, take a listen to what he has to say here.
Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's me, John Asante. I'm in the hospital right now. Please keep me in your prayers. Chris Powell from Extreme Makeover Weight Loss Edition.
I hope you're watching this.
Whatever you do, guys, please continue to tweet him.
God. Poor guy getting bombarded with tweets from John Asante. I want to be on your show! I'm super fat! Let me in!
I'll be greatly appreciated with that.
Yeah, betcha.
Again, I'm here in the hospital because I know people are wondering why I'm here. I'm here because of my right leg cellulitis that I have.
Your what?
In my right foot, which keeps growing callus.
You're in the hospital because of a callus on your foot? We're supposed to feel sympathy? Of course you've got calluses on your feet. Your poor tootsies are carrying around 750 pounds.
Just...
Something's gotta give, man. All right, enough. I can't take any more of him either. Finally, before we get into the news today, I got one more clip for you, courtesy of Geraldo, talking about a crazy black man on PCP who has an appetite for flesh.
But a mother named Carolyn thinks about what happened to her daughter.
And I feel everyone should know what happened to her because it was a brutal murder. He chewed a part of her intestines.
He chewed her!
20.
Lucky girl, right?
1-year-old Tynesha Sias never thought about the danger. She and her...
I love that. I don't know why I think it's so funny. He chewed...
I know what happened to her because it was a brutal murder. He chewed a part of her intestines.
There was some song I learned in school that goes like, chew your food. I don't know the rest of it, though. If anyone does, email me.
In an exclusive interview, Singleton talked to us from jail.
Do you know that... you were actually chewing on her flesh, allegedly, when the cops came?
I didn't know nothing about that. The next thing I remember is waking up in a room by myself, and it was horrible. I mean, I'm thinking, what am I doing here?
See, he's the victim. It was horrible. I woke up by myself in a room. At least your fucking intestine was intact.
Do you remember getting angry at the victim or at her boyfriend?
I mean, all I can remember... the world was going to end, and I had to find the devil and kill the devil before the world ended. That's the last thought.
Apparently the devil was in the bitch's guts. This guy, who is now behind bars for eating a woman, basically, was an aspiring rapper.
She and her boyfriend were rooming with aspiring musician Anton Singleton.
I'm from Texas, boy, with a fat yet.
The 6'6" rapper.
Listen to that talent. I'm from Texas, boy.
I'm from Texas, boy, with a fat yet.
The 6'6" rapper, nicknamed Big Lurch, not only smoked PCP, he sings odes to its power. A power that finally overwhelmed him.
You always hear about, like, weed giving you the munchies. The cravings, apparently, are much more powerful on PCP. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Help support the program. It's only $5 a month. It's extremely inexpensive. And for that, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts, good stuff like that. Yesterday was an extended show. Tomorrow will be an exclusive program. I'm also posting the show early for Sideshow Freak. So, you know, like around midnight or 1 a.m. or something, new shows are posted. So you guys will have them for your daily commute. Non-paying members will continue to get the show in the afternoon. Something I played on yesterday's extended portion is more of Brandon's mother. Brandon has been sending me audio, and the relationship between he and his mom really needs to be studied. There's something going on there.
That's
Yeah, and this, I'm just going to play a short clip because you guys have to hear it. It's too good. Basically, they're fighting about curtains and windows being open. Brandon apparently closed some windows because it was raining and he didn't want the rain to come in, and mom's pissed off about that.
That's when you want it open, dipshit. I sat right here going, rain's coming. Open the windows! Cool air is coming!
But it gets wet outside or inside.
Oh, my fucking shit. So while it's raining, if it's coming in the house, then close up. Oh, the truth of the matter is, you're afraid of the boogeyman! God, you're such a fucking chicken! There's nothing worse than a cowardly man!
She's got some issues with men. I mean, she had to have been in some horrible relationship or something. To say that about your own kid. Calling your son a dipshit and a cowardly man and stuff. Oh, it's great. There's tons more of that. If you want to hear it, you got to sign up for the Sideshow. Again, only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, DB listener Stinkhole submitted the first story today. So thank you very much, Stinkhole. Stink. Gonna call you Stink or Mr. Hole. I don't know how you want to be referred to, but either way, thank you very much. A California man tries to remove his hernia with a butter knife. I'm assuming that didn't work out so great for him. A 63-year-old man, pretty much a near-dead at that point, a 63-year-old man is in a Los Angeles hospital after sticking a butter knife in his stomach in an apparent effort to remove a protruding hernia. Now, that's something my dad would do just to avoid, you know, hospital bills and stuff. I'll just do it myself. Hospital would do the same thing if I was there. This will save me money. No, you know, hospitals have more advanced, specific equipment to take care of hernias and shit. You know, use the same equipment you use to, you know, put spread on a dinner roll. Stupid. Trying to pop out a hernia with a butter knife, for Christ's sakes. Why with these people? Alright, police officers found the man Sunday evening naked on a backyard lounge chair with a 6-inch knife handle sticking out of his stomach. He had complained to his wife about the hernia. Out of frustration, he tried to cut it out, said Sergeant Tom Lorenz. Before paramedics arrived, the man pulled out the knife and stuck a cigarette he was smoking into the wound. What? He wasn't screaming or showing any signs of pain. Dude's a badass. The man was taken to Los Angeles County USC Medical Center for treatment and placed on a 72-hour psychiatric hold for evaluation. He was reported in stable condition. So there you go. A near dead. Sometimes I feel like we should just keep them around because they're so funny. All right, second story we have for you today. An Iowa City man was arrested after his ex-wife says he got drunk and passed out while watching their children over the weekend. According to Iowa City Police, Chad Peterson, 44, of Iowa City, was watching his two children, age 4 and 6, at his ex-wife's house while she was away. The woman told police that when she returned home, she found Peterson passed out on the floor of her living room kitchen area while her children ran around unsupervised. According to Peterson's ex-wife, there were hazardous cleaning supplies and 3 pairs of sharp scissors within their reach, and that one child was wearing only underwear. The other was completely naked. Wow, there were some shenanigans going on there. The woman said it took several minutes to wake Peterson and that she suggested he take a taxi home. She told police that when she asked Peterson to go home, he refused to leave and became verbally abusive, saying, "I'm going to kill you." She took her children to a neighbor's house and called police. He's not a very good babysitter. When they arrived, police reportedly found Peterson to have slurred speech, ting, poor balance, ting, and bloodshot, watery eyes. Ting, ting, ting. Police said he acknowledged he had been drinking, but declined to say what. Probably some of the chemicals the children were playing with. Drano. Peterson was arrested Sunday evening and faces charges of first-degree harassment, and endangerment, both aggravated misdemeanors. He had his initial hearing in court on Monday morning and could not be immediately reached for comment. I tried to call him myself. Final story we have for you today. Obese Brits are splashing out on supersized toilet seats, which are normal-sized toilet seats here in America. They can bear weights of up to 60 stone, doing some quick conversion. That's eight. That's like over 800 pounds. Even Fat Boy Get Down could enjoy this toilet seat. And 19 inches wide, having a seating area 75% greater than standard ones. The 200-pound Big John seats are imported from America. Of course they are. Finally, something America is producing. Toilet seats for fat asses. Of course. They're sold by Derby-based Gordon Ellis and Company, which said sales have doubled in the last 2 years. Just like the size of people's asses, apparently. Yes, director Steve Evanson said, people are getting bigger, wider, and heavier. Why shouldn't they have a comfortable time when they... No, nothing should be comfortable for fat people. That just encourages them to stay fat. If you make everything uncomfortable, if you make tiny seats that fat people can't get into, and, you know, cars that are made for normal-sized people and not fat asses, then maybe it'll encourage them to lose the weight. Because it's not normal. It shouldn't be normal. It is. I guess it is normal now. All right. We tell them your bums aren't too big. Your toilet seat isn't big enough. Ha-ha! One relieved customer from Manchester said, my husband required a little more room and was breaking many toilet seats a year. The Big John put an end to all of that. Figures show that around half of Brits are overweight, with 17% of men and 21% of women classed as obese. Around 1 in every 11 deaths is now linked to carrying excess fat, the highest number in Europe, and 50% more than in France. Experts fear the number may soon exceed that from smoking, so if I were you, I would buy some stock in the Big John Company. I want 100,000 shares of the fat-ass shitter company. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. God, I hope these are a better batch of calls than yesterday's. Awful.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's one of your free side listeners. Okay. I just wanted to call about the...
You're already on thin ice then, lady.
I just wanted to call about the July 12th show with the sex... Fantastic news story. It was hilarious. I was just rolling. I almost started crying from laughter about that and chick. And there hasn't been a Sextastic Tuesday story as great as that since the blueberry girl last year who was blown up like a blueberry and got fucked. It was hilarious.
Like,
and
story.
I love you. I love your show.
Oh.
And just keep making awesome content like you do. Love you.
I'm trying. Thank you very much.
Hi, nice. Tim. This is Dakota. I know this is an awkward start, but okay. I was perusing around Yahoo Answers today and I saw a post from some lady named Kelly or something. This is the gold here. It says, the question was, if I were to kill Casey Anthony, and this is what the question is. In theory, of course, if I were to kill her and eat her body, now stick with me on this one, would I possess the powers to lie in the court, kill my child, and get away with it? Honestly, this is the most retarded shit that I've ever seen in my entire life. So,
was she being serious, or was she
trying to make a
comment, like, you know, because Casey, trying to say that Casey Anthony obviously killed her kid? I don't know. I have no idea. People are fucktards on Yahoo Answers. I've been saying it for years.
Yahoo, Timmy Boo. Sideshow member DJ C here, just here calling to inform everyone, Sideshow is only $5 a month, $50 a year, and everyone should sign up. It is the best programming money could buy.
Yes.
Also wanted to know, when are we going to do a game night, a Freaks game night on Xbox? I see you're on Xbox or on PSN. Let's get it together.
Yes, I am. And thank you to all you guys who have been adding me. Dweezil, Dweezil 28 is my Xbox gamer tag. And Distorted View, all one word, is my PS3 gamer user ID. I don't know what the fuck they're called. But yes, I'm on both. I don't really play much of the PS3 because it's not mine, technically. But the Xbox I'm on quite a bit. And I gotta say thanks. Oh, who's the guy that emailed me a while back ago? I have to say thank you. I was talking about soft modding my Wii. To nerd out for a second. And some guy, let me see if I can find it real quick. USB loader. Some guy helped me out. He gave me quite a link. His name is Jim. Thank you very much, Jim, for that guide, because it really did help me out, and I soft-modded my Wii, and I now have a USB hard drive hooked up to it, and I'm backing up all of my games, so I don't have to play with CDs or with the discs anymore. I, of course, am not going to pirate games, because that's wrong. I'm just saying all the games that I have. I just hate getting up to switch discs, you see.
Damn! Sideshow member, Box Drink from Houston. Listen, man, I just wanted to give you a brief thank you for, and thanks to Brandon and all the work he does recording his crazy mom. I had a cunt of a mom growing up, and she did shit like that. Technology just wasn't where it was, so my old Fisher-Price recorder got some crappy recording.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Kids, and I say this all the time, kids are really assholes, and I have no problem with parents beating the fuck out of their children if they deserve it, but it just seems like Brandon's mom is a little more unbalanced. I don't know if that's the right word. She's a cunt. I don't know how to put it, but there's something's wrong with her. And I keep saying this because I just feel like it's an important point to make, but she's a therapist. Can't she see that there's something wrong here?
According to the screaming. I can dig those out, man. I'll send them to you. They're pretty funny.
Oh,
anyway,
yes.
Great stuff. A great way to start the week for the sideshow, guys. Looking forward to all that exclusive content.
Oh, this guy likes Brandon's mom. I'm sure he enjoyed yesterday's program as well. Curtains and window talk.
Hey, Tim, it's Rat Girl from Texas.
Hi, Rat Girl.
Avoiding calling you a
member of the Distorted View Pussy Posse. Now an official Facebook group.
Tim issue, but I had the same thing many years ago. And what it ended up being was like contact dermatitis from my bedding. And
I
started out by using the tree tide.
And quite frankly, it might be scabies. I don't know. The dermatologist says it wasn't, but we're thinking she might be wrong.
Timothy James has a sideshow member, Dan from Texas, calling in. Hey, man, on the 17th of this month, open is still in there, 717, I sent you an email with a link to dairy porn. Some really fucked up shit. Not
dairy.
Black cows and stuff, but actual milk and whipped cream and stuff like that.
I don't know if I played that. I'll have to look for it. Thank you, Dan from Texas. I will look into that.
This is Zach from Florida with your fresh freak moment. You know you're a freak when you can eat Korean kimchi straight out of the jar while listening to Cheryl Murkowski sing about sucking out a fetus from her cunt hole.
Yes.
As I say this, I step in cat vomit.
That, I believe, is referring to Cheryl Murkowski's new song, Edge of Bordy. I played it for Sideshow Freaks a while back. I'll play it for everyone today, because, I mean, it's freely available on whorehole.org, which, of course, is Cheryl Murkowski's podcast. So you should definitely check that out. If you like the song, download it. I'll play it for you again at the end of the show today.
Hey, Jim. Besides, I remember John from West Virginia.
Hey, John.
Don't call very often. I think I've called once before. But in any case,
good.
I think you were thinking about doing some sort of thing for adding extra content, like the stuff you couldn't put on your official website.
Yes.
Reddit actually is a great place for something like that. Just maybe make a Distorted View subreddit. That way you can throw all the links up there, and at the same time you're sort of advertising your show.
Oh.
As people will
I didn't even know you could do subreddits. So I got to set that up. That might be a good idea.
Timothy James Henson, Sideshow member Rich Lather. Now, you said officially that you don't have scabies, although if you were caught up with your voicemail, you wouldn't have to listen to people catch up to that. And
I'm working on it.
Diagnose you with scabies for the last 2 weeks.
Well, you know what?
Get caught up. But here's my thought, my completely uneducated opinion without knowing you, your roommate, or anyone else. So, your roommate also has the same condition. Do you do your laundry together? Perhaps. You guys are allergic to something in your laundry detergent. Or if you go to a dirty laundromat, perhaps there's something nasty growing in your dryer or your washer. Get them checked out.
I don't know. Look, I've got some cream I'm going to use tonight.
Sammy, what's up? This is Joseph, actual member of Distorted View Daily.
Thank you. Good job, sir. Doing your part.
I want to give a shout out to my girlfriend, Sasha. She's been a freak since 2004. And, from Chicago, so
well, that's
that
very
is.
Good. You know, I'm kind of pissed at you guys because, you know, I like to think that I have devoted listeners to the show. And then, you know, I was looking into advertising on Keith and the Girl, which I might do, and as soon as I get some cash. And, yeah, the people listening to their show get fucking tattoos with their name on it and shit like that. Why don't you guys do stuff like that for me? Come on. Give me tons of money and devote your whole life to me. That's all I'm asking for. Why doesn't anyone, like, propose to their girlfriend on the voicemail line or do something cool like that? It's the same fucking shit every day. Hey, Tim, love the show. Or, hey, faggot.
Hey, Tim, this is one of your underage listeners. It
would be funny if you would have started out, hey, faggot.
Hey, Tim, this is one of your underage listeners here. Just saying that I drink five...
By the way, don't get me wrong. I'd love it when you guys call in and say you love the show. I don't hear it nearly enough.
Just saying that I drink five Red Bulls this night trying to get ahead in TF2. And I just realized that I'm not too good with caffeine. And your show is the only thing keeping me...
No, I remember when I was living with Joe many years ago. We got on this kick of needing to stay up late. I used to have a full-time job, and I'd like to stay up late and do my show. And I was working on shows for XM satellite radio and Sirius. I was like putting together like audition things and all this other crap. And I had to just keep going, go. I had to produce all sorts of press material and do shows and everything. And I was on, what was it, ephedra? Was that what it was called? Ephedrine or ephedra? It was usually found in weight loss pills, but it's like fucking speed. You take two or three of those and you feel your heart beating through your chest. It's, I think it caused some people to die and that's why they banned it. I think it's also in crystal meth. Yes, caller? Nothing? Oh, it was a shit. Okay. That's something. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is no God.
They eat all your goddamn chicken.
That's crazy! Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Very important. Don't forget to rate us and review us. On iTunes, subscribe there as well. If you guys are sideshow freaks, I will be back tomorrow with an exclusive podcast for you. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody!
There ain't a reason I should keep it to term tonight. No, baby, tonight. No, baby. I got a reason you should come on out tonight. I need a man that won't care at 6 months in tonight. No, baby, tonight. No, baby. Right on the limits where we know the law allows tonight. It's time to feel the whoosh. Suck on my uterus. I'm gonna run back to that man again so he can seed my cunny hole. I'm on the edge of 40, and I'm saving what is left of my youth. Out on the edge of 40, I'm not nervous cause I've had a few. I will remove. I will remove this fetus, and any doctor will have to make do. I will get rid of you.
Juicy.